Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is the last time we're talking about this. This is insane.
Khloe Kardashian under fire, George Clooney sharing his biggest regret, and Sarah Jessica Parker is taking us into her home for the holidays.
I did see this all over social media, though.
Plus, will Tayshia get engaged?
The big question is, are these guys willing to get down on one knee and propose?
Chris Harrison is here to spill the tea.
It's gonna be awesome.
There were feuds, flirting, and surprising confessions in Hollywood this weekend, and you came to the right place for all of the drama. Welcome to Daily Pop. Justin is out today, so Morgan and I are joined by actress and comedian Kim Whitley. Thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be here.
So good to see you. I love having you here. You're so much fun. Okay. So, are you ready to get down to it?
Let's get in it.
Okay, Khloe Kardashian is under fire today, you guys. She created some serious controversy with just a few emojis. People got time today, okay? It all started when her man, Tristan Thompson, posted a birthday tribute to his son, Prince. Khloe showed her support by leaving 6 heart emojis in the comments. And now Instagram is actually divided over this. So some people are attacking her, saying she shouldn't be commenting at all. Not your kids, stay out of it. While Khloe's fans defended her, saying she comes from a place of pure and good and a nice heart. So can you see why people are upset about Khloe's post?
By the way, I agree with Kim. It is so, the fact that people are divided over 6 heart emojis. I mean, Tristan and Khloe have a child of their own. They have been together for a very long time. Obviously, he has a child with someone else. That relationship did not work out. As we know, Khloe, I mean, I think she's been on television for us to know long enough that she really does have a good heart. She's very inclusive of other people. She was like that with Lamar's children. I just don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, this is kind of her pseudo stepson in a way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. And it's her daughter's brother.
That's right, Kim.
It's not like it's a cousin or I'm trying to get in.
Yep.
People have nothing else better to do.
And no matter how the relationship, I mean, some people just don't forget, like, how the relationship started. There might have been a little bit of an overlap or confusion that happened around that time. But you know what? It's been 4 years. The boy's,
by the way,
4 years old. And Tristan and Khloe alone have been through so much since that time that I am pretty sure, and I'm just going on a limb here, that this little boy's mother also wants peace and harmony in her family.
Absolutely.
And the only way you get peace and harmony is everybody spreading love to your kid. Now, if it was the other way around and Khloe wasn't showing support and wasn't being sweet to my kid, then that's going to be problems.
It would be ugly.
Yes.
Because now, because they're brother and sister, they're going to be going on vacations together.
I think
Khloe's going to be taking care of him.
Kim, actually, it's just such a simple but amazing point that you made. They share the same father. True and his son, Prince, share the same father. They are brother and sister. They are half brother and sister.
Yes.
That's really all that matters. And Khloe should make that effort. And the fact that people are divided over it, and Carissa, what you said going back to, like, there might have been some overlap, I really want to know how many people are commenting on this photo that have not had their own overlap in their life. I'm so tired of it.
They're haters.
A lot's going on this year. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's
just
please
haters.
Let it go.
Khloe.
Okay. Let's talk about something else now, okay? There's some major flirting happening on Instagram between Larsa Pippen and married NBA star Malik Beasley. So Larsa posted a picture of herself and asked, "What makes you the happiest?" Malik responded, "You." Ooh. And added a heart emoji. Okay. Malik and Larsa are not officially together, but Malik's wife filed for divorce recently after she was, quote, blindsided by the pictures of the two holding hands in the mall. We talked about it here on Daily Pop. Whenever that happened, we were like, ooh, maybe a little soon to be out holding hands with the guy who still was technically married. But now the paperwork has been filed. So is this okay, or should they still be laying low?
Wait. Just wait a minute. Was the paperwork filed before the hand-holding all of that? See, that's the whole point.
No.
Yeah. You held the hand in public. I filed for the papers. You've embarrassed me. She broke the girl code.
Ooh.
Yeah, you don't. You wait. You do.
Why? Now, but now the papers are filed. So is it not fair game?
But she did it beforehand. That's some dirty, because, you know, what goes around comes around 9 months later or a year later when he's out at the mall holding another woman's belly. Come on.
Oh.
You know. Hey, if he's done it to one, he'll do it to you. That's just how it goes.
That's just how it goes. Wow. Kim is here to spill the truth.
Look,
these two clearly are interested in being together. They're not worried about it. They're not secretive about it. They don't care. So I don't know if anything's going to stop them. I mean, at this point, like, Larsa, you know, the hand-holding thing happened and didn't seem to really bother her too much about the backlash, and obviously didn't bother him because he's still willing to publicly comment on her Instagram.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, that, as Morgan always says, you never know the full story behind closed doors. So who knows what Malik and his wife's situation was, how long their relationship has been over before it actually became paperwork official, all those things. You just don't know.
And at the end of the day,
the puzzle.
You're completely right. I'm happy that you said it so I don't have to say it again for the 7,000th time. But I just also feel like at this point, Larsa and Malik, they're being defensive of whatever union they have going on right now. And it's really just kind of a big F you to everyone, which is just mind your business. You don't know the ins and outs of this relationship. And I agree with you, Kim. Like, there is some formality to wanting to have papers filed and doing all of that. But we are in a COVID era. Things are delayed. You know, it's not so easy to get everything done so fast. I agree with you. Listen, I think Larsa right now.
Blame COVID.
Listen,
that's the thing.
Where? Waited it long. I had to hold his hand in public.
It's COVID, Kim.
Because it's COVID.
First of all, I haven't had a couch in 9 months because of COVID. If that's going to be delayed, I'm sure divorces can be delayed as well. I just think it's one of those things that, you know, Larsa, unfortunately, right now, she really is. I've met her. She's such a bubbly, nice girl, but I don't know how bright these decisions are that she's making. And it just seems right now she's doing a lot. So I'm just trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
But did she break the girl code? Disrespectful.
Well,
be careful.
I wouldn't. I would not be holding hands with a guy.
They're not friends. They were not friends.
It's only for, but they could be. You never know in the future. You don't burn a bridge. You got to be careful. Holding hands. I can see if it was like, I've never touched you before, and I have to touch your hand at this moment in public.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
People have gone through centuries that couldn't be allowed to be together in public. Even when blacks and whites started dating, they had to hold their love. Now it's all over television.
But you're right.
That's a good point. People have been through worse. Yeah, Larsa, okay, we clearly, you're not winning on today's show, so anyway.
Okay, Kim's here, and she's putting her foot down, okay? I like it. All right, we're moving on to this one, and I love Kim's opinion on this one, too. Is it ever okay to spy on your spouse? Just a little bit? That's the big question over the Real Housewives, on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So newcomer Drew Sidora is accusing her husband of, yes, spying on her, and she's also calling him out for disappearing for 3 days. Take a look at this.
Jesus.
When you go for a trip, do you feel like it's important to tell your wife that you're leaving, A, and B, that you're going for days and where you were? Because you left the other day and I still don't know where you were.
You don't really truly understand men and how we work, especially black men. If I leave, it's really truly in the spur of the moment because I need to get away.
Okay.
And I'm making the best decision I possibly can make at that moment.
You have a camera in the house that watches us?
I have cameras everywhere.
Okay,
what are you talking
so were
about?
You watching us when you were gone?
No.
You were watching us in the family room, me and my mom and the kids. I didn't know it was a camera there, and I saw the camera, and you were watching us. So you knew where I was, but I didn't know where you were. You see how lopsided that is? Oh, my God! This is ridiculous. Okay, this is a good conversation.
I can't even...
All right, I don't even know where to start. No. So first thing to start, let's start with the man leaving for 3 days, because that is like a hell no.
I gotta take some water.
And what is this? Explain this to me. What is this? Like, I can leave for 3 days if I need a break because you don't understand how black men work? No.
No.
Is she allowed to leave for 3 days and not tell you where she is?
It's insane.
Did you see her? How could she pick up some food while she's talking to him? I mean, I just can't believe that she would just leave. I would have had the plate in it. Are you crazy? She was just like, I mean, really, I mean, how many times are you going to do this? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it wasn't the first time.
100%.
And like, yeah. I don't understand. He was definitely raised in a way where this is acceptable, but this is, it's not that way.
Don't put that all the way on the black culture. That's what he did. You heard him raised in a certain way. You got to be careful. You see how he put that all on the black culture?
I didn't mean it like that, but I see what you're saying.
Not you, but you see, he did it. Not you, he did it. And you know, you don't know how black man, you know, we just like running.
Right. Why are you using that as an excuse? You can't do that.
What is wrong with him?
I know. Kim's trying to get me in trouble here.
Not you. I'm just mad that he said that. I'm sorry. Let me just go ahead. Go ahead and talk. I keep interrupting you. Let me breathe for a second.
I love you. First of all, we are completely, everyone's on the same page. I think it's one of those things where she definitely seems like she's just used to this behavior and it's batshit crazy. The fact that he was like, I get to leave for 3 days. And the fact that she confronted him so calmly about having the camera there. Listen. If someone were to ask me how I think this relationship is going to pan out on a show like this, I don't think it's going to fare well. Because they're going to have to watch this stuff back and really realize what's going on. She's going to take a look at this and be like, why am I being spied on by my husband for 3 days when I don't know where he is? Like, the actual, like, the reality of that situation is so crazy to even understand. Like, not acceptable.
Don't you call? What, you watch the first 48. There's only a certain time you got to call
disappear.
The missing person. You can't go. The first 48 says you got to find the person and put in a police report within
right.
the time. If he'd have been gone for 3 days, you know how much time 3 days is? He'd have come back, the locks would have been changed, the children's names would have been changed. I would have picked up the whole house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm very upset.
It's true.
Upset.
No, she shouldn't have let him back in.
I don't think this relationship is doing very well. I agree with that. So,
good luck to them.
But you know what? If he goes away again, I mean, if she's going to take him back this time, she needs to put her foot down and say, you ever do that to me again, it's over. Because that's not how this relationship is going to be run.
That's mm-hmm. right. It's over, and you're going to go live with the black man's secret society.
Yeah. Okay, coming up, you guys, our exclusive new interview with Sarah Jessica Parker. She's taking holidays, fashion, and talking about so much more. Plus, could you ever forgive a friend who called you a whiny old barmaid? Oh, my Ooh. Goodness. It happened to Madonna. The nasty feud is next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes. Because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Could you ever forgive a friend for calling you a whiny old barmaid? Well, that's what Rupert Everett has said about Madonna. As you may remember, Madonna and Rupert actually used to be really good friends. They even co-starred in The Next Best Thing 20 years ago. But in 2006, Rupert slammed Madonna with that nasty comment in his book. Yeah, put it on paper in a book. Rupert just told The Lorraine Show, there are no hard feelings now and they are friends.
like, you accidentally say something in an interview, you accidentally say something and someone catches it on camera during the heat of a moment, that's one thing, but you wrote it in a book.
I mean, but he's I feel like, listen, Rupert Everett and Madonna were friends for a very long time. He's British. They have a very dry sense of humor. I feel like Justin says worse to me on this show that I have to let slide. Like, okay. I really feel like at some point you kind of just got to swallow it. It's not the biggest disc. I don't know why I said the word disc, but it's not the biggest disc in the entire world. Like, I could see him saying that and being like, oh, she's like a whiny old barmaid. Like, it's really not. She probably is whiny. You know what I mean? Sometimes she gets annoying. I think we could all say that about somebody. Obviously, it's not the most flattering thing to say, but it's really not that bad.
But Kim, where does it go bad?
You already know it goes bad. Anything with the word old in front of it.
Yeah,
is
well, the old part, I agree. Maybe not that.
Right. If he'd have said whiny with a woman, you go whiny barmaid. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Oh, forget you. There's nothing. You can't put old in front of anything. You're an old princess.
Oh, bad.
Old anything. Anything.
You're an old, beautiful woman. What?
What?
What'd you say? Old?
Old. You're an old flower.
It cancels out everything.
The only thing that's good in front of old is old money.
Because, you know,
by the way,
when you imply old, you're implying a look on her looks, right? A hit on her looks. And nobody likes to hear that, especially Madonna, right?
Especially.
But, you know, if she can forgive him and move on, then more power to them. But at the same time, it's like I said, if it's one thing, if I hear, you know, through people that you've talked behind my back, okay. Or if you say something to my face because you're really mad at me, okay, I'll get over it. But you put it down in a book. It makes it a little harder for me to move on.
And
yeah, I can see that part. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. The
forever
like
you
part
had
of
the
it.
Time to think about it, write it, reread it, proofread it, copy edit it, run it over your friends, run it over the book editors, and everybody still told you this was a good idea. Yeah.
It's probably also, I think what it is for Madonna, or maybe what it was, and I'm going to speak on her behalf for right now, so hopefully she doesn't tweet me or anything, not that she's tweeting. It's just also the fact that, you know, he probably did say that to sell more books. So I think the larger picture behind that is probably like, I mean, if you want to call her that in an interview when she's next to you, fine, but like to be, I feel like the motive behind it's not that sincere. You know, they had the flop with the movie and the fact that he's going to put that in print, not cool. But I just think the actual term is not something that's unforgivable.
Yeah.
Right. Well, did he apologize? That's the thing. You're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Publicly apologize.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Apologies are nice.
All right, you guys, still ahead. Get ready for more Bachelorette drama. Chris Harrison is here, and he is telling us what's going down before the show's big finale. Oh, boy, we have all the scoop.
Wow.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Going in today, I'm really overwhelmed. Last night, like this state of like shock and confusion, I couldn't even give out a group date rose. I'm frustrated because I feel like I can't really get a grasp on exactly what I'm feeling and my thoughts about these guys. Ooh, who's at the door? Okay, that's a sneak peek of tonight's episode of The Bachelorette on ABC. She really does, I know they do this to us every year, but the little bit I've watched, she really seems to like all the guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really know who the front runner is. I don't have like this gut feeling like it's definitely this guy. She seems to really like kind of like them all. It's been a wild season so far, and from what Chris Harrison tells us, it's only gonna get crazier. Listen to what he's revealing about all of the upcoming drama and what it's like filming during quarantine.
I definitely feel like my husband's here.
The goal was, I don't want this to be a masked up pandemic version of the show. I want it to be just a regular version. And what I love is when people are on social media talking about it, they're not talking about the pandemic. They're just talking about crazy, you know, drama with Noah and Bennett and Tayshia. And that's what I wanted.
The behaviors that I've seen out of you have been juvenile.
To you, I would say the same thing.
This teenage boy drama is ridiculous.
There's not as many crazy dates, and I think people are going, wait, this is what we're doing on Tayshia's season still? It's like, trust me, we had about 100 square yards we could use to shoot every date.
We'll find out Tayshia's final four tonight on ABC, and tomorrow we'll see the hometown dates that were also shot in the Bachelorette bubble.
Why him?
As your father, it's my job to protect you from making possibly the biggest mistake of your life.
And get ready for some drama with the Mintel All. There won't be a live audience, but it sounds like Tayshia still has her hands full.
When you're standing and you're 5 feet from somebody and you're looking them straight in the eye, they had some strong words, and these guys did not hold back.
Why the hell are you here other than to feed your ego?
Tayshia definitely had to face some tough questions. She fired some tough questions. It gets contentious. It gets really heated and contentious.
As for the finale, Chris is happy he's already gotten one proposal this season with Claire and Dale.
Will you marry me?
Yes. But the big question is, can he get two?
It's an interesting finale because, as you've seen in some of the promos, these guys are falling in love. Tayshia is falling in love. The big question is, are these guys willing to get down on one knee and propose? That is what Tayshia's looking for out of this. She didn't come to make friends. She didn't come to find a boyfriend. But as you've seen in some of these breakdowns where she's heartbroken.
This is really hard.
I don't know if these guys are gonna rise to the occasion. And that is the $1 million question right now.
Oh man. Ooh, what's gonna happen? Drama, drama, drama. All right, well, not everyone can afford the gorgeous Neil Lane rings we see on The Bachelor, but this is a story for you guys. What do you think about a woman who returned her $3,000 engagement ring because it was too cheap? Her fiance tells Reddit that she expected him to spend 10% of his annual salary, which would have been between $10,000 to $15,000. But poor girl, she only got a $3,000 one. Whose side are you on this one?
First of all, you know how hard it is to get a man to propose to you? Well, maybe not you two, okay? Especially you just got married. Let me explain something.
I was gonna say, for me, it's been pretty easy.
Okay, enough. I don't need to hear that. Yeah, but it is hard to make some of them just to commit, and what men go through to get the ring and to find it, and they're so proud, mm-hmm. and you to really spit in their face. First of all, stay out of his business, and you know how much money he makes. She just revealed.
What? Stay out of his business. No. If you're marrying a person, you know how much money they make. That's like, you figure that out pretty quick.
I knew Carissa was going to run in there. I knew it. Now, she was like, hold on.
You have a point there, but come on, she revealed her gold digging card.
Did she?
Yes, because the next time, if you want him to go back, get you another ring, propose again, he's going to have a little piece of paper, and it's going to be called a prenup. Mm-hmm. That's what he's going to have.
I hear your point. Now, I'm just going to play devil's advocate here,
please,
okay?
Please.
So here's another way you could look at it. If this guy, so a lot of women marry rich people. And for example, Catherine Dennis on Southern Charm talks about how she, when she was with Thomas Ravenel, how he's super, super rich and she still never got anything from him. Even though he's super rich mm-hmm. and everybody thinks that he completely took care of her and he was spoiled her like crazy, she's like, can literally count on one hand how many gifts he got her. So there's marrying a cheap person Ooh. And there's marrying a, you know, rich person who's just frugal with what he decides to spend his money on. So there might be like he just.
I think those are the same, Carissa. I think those are the same. I think if you are a rich man and you're,
but because there's some guys that may say like I'm rich, but there's certain things that I don't think are worth the money. And if that's not the same things that you agree on, then you are going to have this fight for the rest of your marriage. You're going to be fighting over like, can we get this or not get this? Can we get this or not get this?
For love, not the ring.
You are.
The ring.
But it also goes with compatibility. And if there's a thing where you know he has the money but is choosing not to spend it because
it's a problem. It's a problem.
He doesn't value what you value.
There you go.
But we go back to your point. If you have access you have access to the assets. You can buy your own gifts and your own.
No, but Kim, you get access to the assets. Buying your own gifts and buying your own engagement ring is a completely different thing. And the reality is, I'm assuming
a lot of friends that bought theirs.
These people. Wow. Kudos to them. If you are with somebody and you are proposing to them, it's probably pretty obvious to you where your values lie, right? So she probably has made it clear what kind of ring she wants, right?
Listen, and see, to me, this feels like a bigger story. Yeah, it's like... It doesn't matter how much a guy spends on a ring. No. Should it just reflect his love for you and his, like, trying to match your personality? Yes. But if you are constantly fighting over, like, you know, you have this money, but we can't do anything, and you knew what I wanted, and you knew you, and you know you can afford it, I don't understand.
And
I don't know.
It's this one time also. It's this one time. You know, he's spending more money on this one instance. That's the other thing. It's not like he's having to spend this kind of money every month. But also, how does she even know how much the ring was? Like, you're not supposed to know.
Right.
That.
I was going to say
I still don't even know how much
mine
is.
I don't know how much mine is. Your second ring? It depends.
Yeah.
Because if you've already been engaged before, like me, five times. But I mean, think about it. There's certain things, and if you've been married before, you don't really care about it. Sometimes you're at a point in your life, I just want the man. Is it me? I just want the man. I don't care about the ring. If you're out there, I just want you.
That's good.
Oh, aww. That's so nice. I care about the ring still.
I'm somewhere in the middle. Okay, up next, 'tis the season for a little gingerbread competition. Kim and I are facing off to see who can decorate the best gingerbread house. They have in the script here, Kim, you're going down, but I actually will admit, I think I might lose this one. plus, Sarah Jessica Parker's biggest tip for the holidays and why it involves wine, music, and chaos. Our exclusive interview is next. It's time for our exclusive interview with Sarah Jessica Parker. She's telling Zanna all about her holiday traditions and why wine is a must.
All right, we're going to start with the hair.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, my friend.
Happy holidays.
What time of day do you pour your first glass of wine?
6, usually. It's been a little bit more chaotic this year.
It's holiday season. But we're going to all be celebrating at home. I want to know your household traditions.
We sort of have routines and traditions around decorations. As I've had children, I've kind of created more traditions. For instance, every time I travel, I always come home with an ornament. But we also have just regular traditions that my mom did and I do.
A heavy tradition in our household is drinking. And I see we're kind of a little bit set up for this already.
Yes, we are. Kind of a little bit.
In these bad times, SJP, delicious rosé, which I pre-opened because I think we should have a little sit while we have a chat.
Oh,
are we having this for Christmas dinner?
We'll definitely offer the rosé. We'll have a ham. We'll have peas, potatoes.
What's the vibe when it comes to your house? Do we have, like, what's the music?
We definitely play traditional Christmas carols.
You know, I'm not going to let you get away without telling me, what's the look? What's the Christmas festive, the festive holiday look for the dinner? Are you wearing pajamas? Are we in a gown? Are we wearing sweats?
I try to be up first on Christmas morning. I always have a nightgown that I like. And I always save one pair of fresh slippers and have coffee. And then I feel like I wait. And wait.
What about when it comes to home decor in your house?
We have the same decorations we've had as long as we've been together, which is like 28 years. So we have really old decorations, but we also have decorations for the house that we've bought over time. I always use teal ribbon for the front of the house. I've done it forever.
Any traditions with the two girls that you do?
Yes. We string cranberries every year. We have the same spool of green thread that I bought, you know, and we get cranberries, and it's really, really fun.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
And keeping with the holidays, for the 30th anniversary of Home Alone, Disney had a gingerbread house of the McAllister's family homemade, and it is incredible. That's the inspiration for today's insane. That's the inspiration for today's competition. Oh. Carissa and Kim are facing off to see who is the gingerbread master. They have 90 seconds to decorate their gingerbread houses with the materials in front of them, and I will judge. Kim, I want you to know, Carissa is very competitive, okay? So ready, set, decorate.
Okay.
First, I got this.
What I'm going to do, you don't have anything.
Well, this icing's
what are you drinking, by the way?
They have hot cocoa for us. It's so delicious.
I get nothing. Got it. Okay.
Okay, my icing's not coming out.
My icing's not coming out either. Just use anything.
This is coming out.
By the way, this should be very easy considering the house is already made.
I need a spatula or something. Okay, this is fantastic.
My icing's not coming out.
You got it.
Okay, there we go.
Kim, I like it getting greedy with that.
And you just do that.
Just
and then
you squeeze.
Use the other icing. Use the little one. Use the little one. Use the little one.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
Your house is going to collapse.
Hey. You watch it. You watch this genius here.
Oh, and Carissa, what is going on? We can't see anything.
Well, put the glue down.
It's because it's a surprise, Morgan.
Then you add a little bit of that on it. And then you do this.
Okay, you have 30 seconds left.
What? 30 seconds and you go. Then you go. You need some on the door. You need some.
A little bit of this. A little bit of that.
This is. Really, both of you are getting to work right now. I'm impressed with this.
I am so glad I am not working in the art department today.
Okay, I need some at the front door. Okay. You need some on the side.
These both are not looking too good, I gotta say.
Okay. No. Tell me how much time do we have, Morgan?
You have 15 seconds. I think I made that up. No one's telling me.
Watch my door.
Time.
Wait a minute. I need to eat some of this.
Time's up. Thank God. I'm so happy that I was able to judge this today.
Can you zoom in,
you guys? I need everybody to see mine and so that Morgan can make a smart decision and explain that mine is amazing. Look at that door.
Kim, I need a makeup of Kim.
I made that door myself.
Oh my goodness, it's delicious.
All right, let's see Kim's.
Wait.
Okay, that's Carissa's, yeah.
Oh, no, that's Kim.
Oh, Kim's. Yours looks like it caught on fire. I love you, but it's collapsing.
It's
dilapidated.
So wait, so that sounds a little bit like you're saying
I'm a slumlord.
Carissa usually is very competitive, and we don't like to give her too many wins because she's very serious about it. Kim, you are a guest, so I want to give it to you because I think you did a good job. But Carissa, you did a nice job decorating your house, and so I'm going to have to go with you. Everything looks complete.
You know what?
Thank you.
Kim, yours looks festive.
I'm taking this to the board because...
You know what? I think it's time to go to commercial. I'm sorry, Kim, you can't talk anymore. up next, you guys, Meghan Markle's surprise appearance, plus Will Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. Last,
you see
the relationship expert is joining us live to discuss that and give everyone advice on how to not give an F in your love life. That's all next. Here. Do you want to take mine home?
It's so cute.
Can you take it home?
I got time. Commercial break. I got this. That was my first.
Welcome back, and it's time for the Hollywood Minute, where we give you the top headlines in 60 seconds or less. Okay, let's see what I can do. Let's get the clock going. Let's go. So Shia LaBeouf is under fire. So after FKA Twigs filed a lawsuit against Shia alleging sexual assault, Sia is now accusing Shia of conning her into an adulterous relationship and hurting her emotionally. Shia has not responded to Sia's accusations, but he tells the New York Times, "I have no excuses for my alcoholism or aggression. Only rationalizations." Yikes. Okay. Meghan Markle made her first public appearance since revealing she suffered a miscarriage, and it was all for a good cause.
In a year that has been universally challenging for everyone, I'm inspired by the stories of compassion in our communities.
Meghan celebrated the quiet heroes who continue to give back during the pandemic on CNN's Heroes Special. And you can say bye-bye to 2020 with Gwen Stefani. Gwen, her man Blake Shelton, and a whole bunch of other stars are going to be hitting Times Square to perform on NBC's New Year's Eve special. You can check it out on December 31st, starting at 10 p.m. Morgan, how excited are you to watch?
Can I just tell you, I am so excited for this. I feel like I've been waiting for this. I feel like we need some sort of joy in our lives now. And these things are nice to watch during this time.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
A lot of us are going to be spending New Year's at home this year. So good quality programming is exactly what we need.
Absolutely.
Okay, he is known to give life advice that does not suck. Joining us now is New York Times bestselling author Mark Manson. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Where are you? There he is. Okay.
Yay!
You're the author of The Art of Not Giving an F, but that's really hard to do for people in relationships and love. So tell me, how can people not give an F when it comes to their love lives?
Well, the key is not to give zero Fs. The key is to be very selective about the Fs that you give. And I think the problem that people run into in their relationships and love life is they pick the wrong battles. They give an F about the wrong things. I think you need to be very careful about what you focus on in your relationships.
So should I not be focusing on the touch-up paint that I need in my house? Because that's what we're currently discussing. All right, we want to hear your honest take on some issues celebrity couples are facing, of course. So we're going to start with Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. So they've been friends for years, and they recently took their relationship to the next level. Is it good to date a friend after that long?
I think it's a great idea. You know, romance gets a lot of the attention, but people don't realize that the strongest relationships are built off of a good friendship. And so if you can find the friendship first and then build the romance afterwards, that probably actually has much better chance of succeeding.
Okay.
Wow, that was good. Okay. All right. Well, my question is, I want to know about Nikki Bella and Artem. I mean, on Total Bellas, they talk about who would get custody of their son if they ever broke up. Now, what would be your thoughts on that?
Ooh.
I struggle to see how this conversation is useful. I feel like if you're not married yet, you shouldn't already be discussing the divorce.
That makes sense.
So I would skip this conversation if I was them.
Yeah, but what about the people that want to properly plan ahead and they discuss like prenups and stuff?
That's
do you think
true.
I mean, some people are all for the idea of like having it all ironclad lined out before they step into an actual final commitment of getting married.
What would happen? That's true.
All those things. So is that proper planning, being realistic, or is that really just shooting yourself in the foot?
I think with financial matters and say, you know, things like wills and trusts and things like that, it does make sense. But I think kids, it's a different topic. And because whenever a divorce happens, kids tend to be the most contentious subject. Like that's where most of the fight is. And so I just don't see how you're going to solve a lot talking about it before you're even married.
Okay.
Yeah, emotions change.
Let's move on to Machine Fox.
That was good.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. So they've been dating for a hot second. They say they're already in love. Now she's still legally married, and he admits she's been helpful during his drug addiction recovery. Is this a recipe for disaster, or do you think this is actual love?
Well, it could be, but let's just say that relationships that tend to start with a bang also end with a bang, and no pun intended. But it's
stealing that line.
They call it the classic rebound for a reason, and so I'm skeptical. I'm not saying it can't happen or it can't work, but generally when people come out of a divorce or a relationship, you know, this excited and this kind of showing it off the way they are, it doesn't pretend to good things down the road.
Mark, I love it. He tells it like it is.
So calm.
So you know this is how it's gonna happen.
I love it. Your honesty is fantastic. You guys
cool,
should get Mark's
collected.
New book, Everything is F'd, a book about hope, is available now. So get your phones and scan that QR code that is up on your screen right now to get the book. Or you can also go directly to eonline.com/shop. relationships may be hard, but we're making it easy for you to get the advice you need. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
All right, after the break, you guys, one of the best moments of the year was when Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston reunited. But do you remember where it happened? We're busting out our scramble board to reveal the truth about some crazy things of 2020. Another game. That's next.
I love it.
We all know 2020 has been wild, but this year has been such a cluster that I bet you guys cannot remember all of the crazy stuff that went down. So let's put you to the test with our game called Crazy Things of 2020. Very original. I'll give you each a clue for each event that happened, and you'll need to unscramble your answers. And you guys have 30 seconds for each clue. So first one to get it correct gets a point. That's what I meant to say, gets a point. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
No.
Okay, Kim, you're going to win this one. All right. Everyone freaked out when Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt were reunited earlier this year, but can you remember where it happened?
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
I remember. I feel like it was the highlight of the year.
I mean, is this like the longest?
That's the longest place.
Oh, my
I've
God.
Ever seen.
Are they adding more letters? I thought it was at the.
I don't know.
Carissa, I need you to get competitive. I need you to really hone in and focus. Pop culture.
Where's your
clue? Can I give them a clue?
Yes.
I need a clue to give.
Oh, I got it.
I don't even know where to go. I was thinking it was the Golden Globes or the Academy Awards, but these are letters.
Oh, shoot.
I don't even know. What are you doing?
Okay.
What did we get?
Yeah, Screen Actors Guild Awards, you guys. That is the right answer.
Oh,
you guys could have just done SAG Awards.
Wait, look.
By the way,
you really didn't have to go.
This was
with
really
85 letters. Okay.
Yeah, all right, we're gonna keep going. These two divas. All right, you guys, we got it. We got to move.
Okay,
we got to move. These two divas came together for a history-making performance back in February.
Oh, okay, I know this one.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is gonna take 18 hours to write this all out.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
I'm not telling you what it is.
February.
You know, there's a lot shorter way to put her name, you know.
Oh, wait.
A lot shorter way we could have done this.
It's kind of interesting because I'm finding, I know, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I know who that was.
Okay.
You have 15 seconds.
Oh, wait a minute.
A-K-I.
Oh, wow. Carissa, so shicey, spelling it out.
Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
Wait a minute.
You got that point. You got that point.
Oh,
Kim, that was the answer. All right, we're going to keep going. These guys created a huge buzz when they made their U.S. debut in May.
Oh, gosh.
U.S. debut.
I can't even say their name, those little boys. I know who.
The U.S. debut.
You know which ones. They all have different color hair or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Nope, not that.
Maybe.
Okay, that's not.
Do you have any other clues?
Come on. Just give me the first letter. Give me the first letter.
M. M is the first letter.
M, okay.
Got it.
M is the...
Give me the second letter.
Is
it Just give me the second letter.
You guys, it's murder hornets.
Oh.
Okay, wait.
I thought we were talking about,
I didn't make this game up.
Like I was thinking like BTS or something.
That's what I'm thinking. What were you saying, mother?
I just tried to spell what the letters
mother,
I could find.
There's a group called Mother? Really?
All right. Well, I'd say that game.
No, we have one
we
more.
We didn't do too good. Okay. No, we got it. We don't have time.
It's over.
All right. Still ahead. What's the best way to visit Santa this year? There's one creative idea, but would you do it? We'll explain after the break.
Look,
I love boys. Oh, boys. There you go.
Wait, hold up.
More than one.
All right, we're going to leave you today with a little would you do it. Santa Claus has been feeling the effects of the pandemic, and some are opting for big plastic bubbles.
Okay.
So you can go see Santa out while he's in his little bubble. Would you guys do it, or do you think this ruins the Christmas magic? I like this. Listen, you know what? We have to adapt. This is clearly what we've all been going through for the year of 2020. I think it's nice that people are still putting together the effort. So, I mean, I would do this if I had a 3-year-old. I would bring her to see Santa in a bubble. It's cute.
Because it's like a snow globe.
Keep it. Yeah, that's funny. A snow globe.
It's like a snow globe. Human snow globe.
True. I like it.
I think you have to keep it. I've been driving my son around to see all the Christmas lights.
Aww,
you know,
so
do something.
Cute. Hey, Kim, thank
Kim,
you for
the
being
best.
Here today. It's so
thank
much
you.
Fun. That's all the time we have. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. That was quick.